Well, after looking at God's comfort and beginning cautionary advice against things that might threaten our faith, I wanted to finish this series with a look at four particular sins to watch out for. I'll cover two of them in this session and the last two in the last session. These four inordinate desires, inordinate means unlawful or sinful, these four inordinate desires are highlighted in a devotional book that I've been reading by Tim and Kathy Keller called God's Wisdom for Navigating Life. And to avoid copyright infringements, I'm not going to read straight from that book, but wanted to share some notes and thoughts from what I read in that book. They go through the whole book of Proverbs, and I have some really good devotional material there that's, in many cases, very soul-searching. The first of the four inordinate desires that they key in on is the approval of man. And the proverb they give for that is Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be safe. Now there is, in each of these desires, there is a balance. There is a proper place for fear of man. If a man threatens your life, it's right and reasonable to take measures to protect yourself. But this is an inordinate desire for the approval of man that brings a snare. And the opposite of that is trust in the Lord, which brings safety. Someone who has an inordinate desire for the approval of man, they fear rejection more than anything else. And symptoms of that kind of fear or desire for approval of man include anxiety, an anxiety about what other people are thinking of you, an overneed to please, constantly trying to make everybody happy with you. And with that comes an inability to withdraw from exploitative relationships, and an inability to take criticism, and a cowardice to confront others. These things are all come to bear. You're not able to stop caring about whether someone approves of you or not. And when people disapprove of you, it is devastating, and you are unwilling to call out sin in other people because you want to keep them happy with you. You don't want to risk the potential of them getting upset with you. These are all symptoms of an inordinate desire for the approval of man. The antidote to this problem is to love God more, to be in a loving relationship with God. In Acts 5:29, the apostles say we must obey God rather than man. And that is the way we fight that wrong desire, is to care more about God and to engage more in loving relationship with God. But a probing question there is there anyone whose approval is more important to you than God's approval? Comfort is the second inordinate desire highlighted, an inordinate desire for comfort. Again, there is a balance here. There is a place for enjoying comfort. For instance, Psalm 104, verse 15 says that wine gladdens the heart and oil makes the face to shine, but there's a point where it goes over the line. Proverbs 21:17 says, "He who loves pleasure will become a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not become rich." So a love for that wine and oil, which are good things in themselves, according to Psalm 104, an inordinate love of it causes poverty. Sleep is another one of these things wrapped up in that balance between what is wisdom and what is an inordinate desire for comfort. Psalm 127 indicates that sleep is a good thing, that's, you know, for a refreshment, but there are many proverbs, such as Proverbs 20:13, which warn us against indulging in sleep when we should be working. In 2 Timothy 3:4, Paul warns us against people who are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Some symptoms of an inordinate desire for comfort would include fearing suffering. The greatest thing that you're trying to avoid is hardship or suffering for you. And related symptoms are a detachment from relationships to protect your convenience, moving away from relationships that are inconvenient or cause difficulty for you. Addictions are an obvious symptom of a desire for comfort that is inordinate, where the substance or the relationship controls you rather than you controlling the use of that thing, that created thing. Boredom is another symptom of an inordinate desire for comfort, because that desire for comfort is a self-focused thing. And boredom is a result of selfishness that is unfulfilled. Idolatry is another symptom of an inordinate desire for comfort. It's the raising to the level of God, a created thing, which was never designed to be a God, never designed to be able to fulfill us. A probing question here is, what pleasures are too important to you? What would you be willing to sacrifice relationship with God for? The antidote to this problem is also to love God and to follow the example of Christ. Jesus left comfort in order to save us. And that's our example. Jesus left comfort in order to bring salvation. He is our role model. If our love for God can grow to the point where we don't love other people's approval more, we don't love the comforts of created things more, but we do love God more, then we'll be able to bring those desires into a healthy balance.